Our injury report, we're relatively healthy. Really don't have anything to report. Anticipate mostly everybody going on Wednesday. Maybe some limited practice once the players see the doctor on Wednesday. Frank Zomba has a chance. We're gonna test Frank tomorrow, so I'll have more information on his status for Wednesday. But relatively as healthy as we've been.
Mike, Craig Jennings talked about the turf today. I mean, obviously that's nothing new. It's like a football. Is there anything you can do to practice that's similar to that, or do you just?
We're not going to concern ourselves with the turf. It's something that you go through every week, every game you play in, particularly on the road. You go out early. You make sure you get the right proper shoes on. We're going to practice outside Thursday like we normally do for our team period. So we'll have an opportunity to get out on the grass. So and our field's in great shape, and we'll just try to get as close as we can to the environment that we're going to play in on Sunday. We'll have the doors open Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday just to get the temperature down in the Hudson Center and make sure we're handling the football in cold weather. So we'll just follow our deliberate practice emphasis and get ready to go.
Like you're talking about field conditions, is that just something that you're not going to concern yourself with it because there's nothing you can do about it? It isn't good, right? I mean, your experience with it is
effective. Well, I'm just going off what I read in the papers. I know some of the Bears players commented on the field condition a few weeks back, reading that in the clips. I know Seattle's felt that it wasn't in great shape either. So, I mean, but both teams play on it. I really don't even think it's a big deal, frankly. I mean, both teams are going to play on the field, and I'm sure they'll get it in the best shape they possibly can, and we're going to go down there and play football.
Mike, for those players and coaches who were here when you guys lost the NFC Championship game to the Giants, will you be talking about that this week, about the pain and something that I'm sure you remember clearly and sticks with you and probably with those others as well?
I really see no benefit to go back and talk about the pain of 07. 07 was a different year. It's a different team. There's different coaches, we're playing a different opponent, and we're playing in a different location. So I'm sure everybody that went through the experience in 07 has a personal memory of what they thought maybe they could do differently or how they can learn from that experience. I'll be a better coach this time, the second time around, and the players that went through that game, I fully anticipate them to be better players. It's like anything in life. When you have the opportunity to learn from experiences, and a lot of times in our lives, you learn from the negative experiences that you've encountered. So, but to sit there and compare this game with 07, I don't think it helps us.
What have you learned from that experience?
Well, the first thing, the big picture I've learned is, is how hard it is to get there. It's hard to get to the championship game, and that's why it's even more important to reinforce what we have been reinforcing to our team, is to stick to who you are. We like our brand of football. We're not going to change the way we approach games or the way we perform in those games. So it just really draws you back to your core beliefs, and that's something that will be very apparent when we take the field Sunday.
I realize that when you're watching film, you're probably not studying and ranking other teams' cornerbacks, but are there many?
Excuse me, quarterbacks or cornerbacks?
Cornerbacks.
Cornerbacks, okay.
I'm guessing, is there too many guys better than the way Tremont's playing right now, just around the league?
I think Tremont Williams is, I've said it time and time again, during the regular season, he's having a Pro Bowl season, and when these playoffs and the Super Bowl is completed, everybody in the country is going to know who Tremont Williams is. I mean, that's the type of level that he's playing at. So he's been very consistent. He's making the big plays when when the opportunity has presented itself. I just did the show. Actually, I'm not used to, I usually don't talk as much in one day. Tremont's playing great.
Mike, for years, people have seen opponents throw away from Woodson over the years. Do you notice this year, has that balanced out, has changed with Tremont's development?
Well, you know, we play so much sub, so I think people are thrown more towards Sam than Tremont. I mean, I think that's apparent. But Tremont's, you know, he's been getting opportunities, and I'm sure of late that people will take a closer look at it because he's been making big plays.
When you get into the playoffs, you get a sixth seed, so you know you're on the road. How did you approach that with the team? What mindset did you say, okay, this is our path? How did you approach that?
Well, I think it's very important to always set the course, make sure that there's no doubt in our approach. And we knew from obviously the time we walked off the field against Chicago here at Lambeau that we were going on the road. So we've embraced it. We do a very good job in our preparation as far as the way we travel. We keep things very consistent. I think it helps us. I think it really helps us over the course of these last 3 or 4 years for how young we've been, that we're able to learn from that to get into a routine. And I think it carries over to the playing field. So we go offensively. We start day one in training camp managing crowd noise. And so playing on the road is not that big of a deal to us. I think our guys have done an outstanding job with communication. It's going to be a big part of playing in Soldier Field on Sunday. That's going to be a hostile crowd. You know, we had the one penalty on offense against Atlanta. And that dome was as loud as I've ever heard, particularly early in the game. So it was significantly louder than when we played down there in November. So that's a very good experience that we can draw from. But the road doesn't scare us. We feel we're a very good road team. We're 3-5 this year, which is probably down for us over prior years. But playing on the road doesn't bother us at all.
Mike, in the two games during the regular season, the Bears held you guys well below season averages in points and yards. What did they do that was so effective?
Well, they're a good defense, number one. I think the statistics speak for themselves. It's a system that's been in place there for quite some time. I know since you know, before I even arrived here. So they have veteran players. They have very good understanding of their scheme. Was very noticeable from the first time we played them, the second time that we played them, that you know, they haven't had any injuries, so they're very much in sync. They're good football players across the board defensively. They all tackle very well. They're very fundamentally sound. They do a great job of recognizing your concepts, you know. So they're a challenge, and it'll be a big challenge Sunday.
Mike,
going back to the team thing, what aspects of that do you think are important, or what do you like? I mean, I remember Sherman used to have a bunch of meetings when you guys got to the hotel, and that. You know, you don't do that, right? I mean, you just have that team meeting.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in environment. In the first day talking to the team, I told them there'll be three environments that you operate in. There's a classroom environment, there's a practice environment, and there's obviously the game day environment. So, and I stay true to that in everything that I do from a scheduling standpoint. So our classroom environment, any instruction that we do as a football team is in our facility here. We have a tremendous facility with all the resources, bells and whistles to do a great job of teaching and instructing. I was never a fan of going to a hotel ballroom that now can vary what your classroom environment is going to look like. So the time frames are all the same. I've operated on the same schedule probably that Mike Sherman used and learned it off of Marty Schottenheimer, Bill Walsh, and the whole origin of it. So I'm sure the time frames are very similar. But we do all our classroom work here in the facility. So that when we travel, we have a team meeting and maybe a walkthrough just to review some things. So I think it really helps our players. There's always a starting and an ending point in everything they do. And it's no different when we go down to practice. I don't really like, you know, walkthroughs done at the practice. We do a jog through, and it's more up tempo. And because when you're walking on the practice field, that, you know, that's something that you're taught since the day you play Pee Wee football. So you don't walk on the practice field or on the game field. So we just stay true to that. It works for us, and our players are in a routine, and I just think it helps with the learning. And when you walk in a certain environment, you know how to act. I just think that's all part of having regularity and continuity for your football team.
Mike, how much have you stressed Packers-Bears history in the past, and how much will you do this week? Obviously, you guys are making history, first time in 70 years playing each other in the postseason.
Well, we always make a very big deal of it for the first game. It's important for our rookies, our first-year players, to clearly understand the importance and the significance of the Packer Bear rivalry. So, so by the second game, I think everybody gets it. It's special. It's really a privilege and honor now to be part of this great history with a playoff game against the Bears. I know it's only the second time it's happened. It's the 182nd meeting of both teams. So personally, I'm honored to be part of this and to be going down to Soldiers Field to play for the Halas Trophy and for your opportunity to play for the Lombardi Trophy. I think it speaks volumes. It's great for both organizations. It's great for our fans. It's going to be a fun game to play in.
Mike, did you recognize the intensity of the rivalry before you came here? Sometimes I get the impression it's, people in the region have always known it, but around the rest of the country, they know that they're playing for each other, but they don't recognize the intensity of it. Did you before you came here?
Well, I think what happens to every coach, there's a rivalry in your division that you probably think is the biggest rivalry, and it is the biggest one based on because that's the job you're in at the time. But I think everybody that's grown up understood the importance of the Bears and Packers. I mean, I've heard about the Chicago Bears and Green Bay Packers even as a kid. And when I was growing up in Pittsburgh, it was the Steelers and the Browns. That was a big rivalry. And coaching for the Kansas City Chiefs, the Chiefs and the Oakland Raiders was such a big rivalry. But this is different. I mean, to say you're the longest rivalry in the history of the National Football League. And just the great players and the coaches and the teams that have been part of this rivalry. I mean, it's just, once again, it's an honor. It's a privilege to play in this game.
Mike, is it different in this era, though? Like, I got the impression that the old-time Packer-Bear rivalry, the coaches hated each other and the players hated each other. I don't get the impression that in 2010, Aaron Rodgers can't stand Brian Urlacher. I mean, if that's not what a rivalry means to the people involved, right?
Well, it just depends on how you want. I mean, what's your definition of hate? I mean, for me to say I hate that's ugly. I understand it's personal and those types of words that might be thrown around. We don't like their team and they don't like our team. I get all that, but I respect the way they play. They play the right way. We play the right way. But this is about winning championships, and we're going down there to play for the NFC Championship game, and you have to beat teams like the Chicago Bears to achieve that goal, and that's really what it comes down to. But there'll be plenty of energy on that field, and do they like each other and so forth? I really don't referee that kind of stuff. I think Lovie Smith's an outstanding coach. I think he's a fine gentleman. I don't know him very well on a personal level, but I really enjoy competing against him and his football team.
Mike, how much are you doing in the days from yesterday, today, and tomorrow? Do you have them doing anything physically? And then,
well, yesterday was a day off. Today we came in. We were in the weight room this morning, so everybody went through the strength and conditioning. We had a team meeting at noon. Went offense and defense for a little over an hour, and special teams for 45 minutes. So Tuesday is the regular day off for the players, but history repeats itself like it does on a weekly basis. There'll probably be 40 or so players come through here at some point tomorrow, and then Wednesday we'll just go on a normal week. I really wanted to get back to a normal week. We played some intense football here the last 4 weeks. I just felt it was important for them to have 3 days off, but I did want to get them in the weight room today.
Any advantage to playing the Bears twice already this season, taking the third game?
I think it's definitely an advantage. I mean, you know what you're walking into, and you know how they're going to play. They know how we're going to play, and I think that's the way you like to play. You roll the ball out there and let's go get it. So I think it's going to be a heck of a game to watch.
Mike, how would you evaluate AJ Hawk's play
this season? I think AJ's played very well. AJ has done an excellent job of commanding the defense. I mean, you talk about communication, but when you see someone exercise at the level that he has, it's made a difference for our defense. We get in and out of play selection calls very easily, get in and out of the personnel groups very easily. And on top of that, he's been a very productive player. I think AJ's probably had his best year here as a Packer.
What do you think of Sam played in the game? They did seem to pick on him.
I'm sorry?
They did seem to pick on Sam.
Well, so, I mean, Sam's put together, a good season. I mean, my goodness, to come here as a as a free agent and earn his spot. It's exciting because you just see Sam getting better with all the different opportunities. He had the big time play he had in Philadelphia, and I know he had the one challenge play over there on their boundary against Atlanta. But Sam's playing well. We obviously play one on one, you know, man free coverage with him. So I think that speaks volumes.
Is that maybe the position that you're better at since last year? I just think back to the Arizona game where they threw the ball up and down the field. And with Sam out there, they don't seem to really have anyone where they can really go after somebody.
We're a different team, obviously, than we were last year.
But I mean, so you kind of
we're so much more healthier there. I think we have more talent there. So I think our secondary is much improved from last year.
Mike, the way you guys handled Devin Hester in the regular season, what did you guys do well?
Well, I thought the ball placement was very good, and I thought we covered the ball very well. Our special teams played extremely well in that football game, and that'll be a big part of going into Soldier Field and being successful. They do a great job, with their ball placement. Their specialists are obviously very talented. The returners are very talented, so they factor in the field position in the game. There's going to be some type of wind. There always is down there. I know it's projected only about 9 to 10 mile an hour, but you know, we'll see what happens on Sunday. So special teams is clearly one of the strengths of their football team.
Mike, how long have you been thinking about using B.J. Raji on offense, and what made you pull the trigger this week?
Well, it was a game plan decision. It was something that we were looking for. Just an added dimension as a lead blocker, and with Corey Hall down, you know, that factored into the decision. So to have John Kuhn back there with two blockers in front of him, and I wouldn't want to have B.J. Raji blocking me. So it was a good matchup for us.
Is he lobbying for the ball yet?
No, not that far. That'd be nice to do that against Chicago, to have some historical relevance, I'm sure.
After looking at the tape, what happened on the kickoff return?
Frankly, the kickoff return was a combination of ball placement and coverage, and that's the reason why you practice those things and you have different types of calls, and that's something that I'm sure Chicago will be taking a close look at, and we've been playing very well on special teams, but can't let it happen this week.
Mike, will you be putting footballs in the freezer at all this week?
Frankly, just open up the doors at the Hudson Center. We've been able to get the temperature down in the 20s, so that really helps us in just handling the football in that type of weather.
Mike, you know how good of an athlete Tremont's been since he got here. How has he changed? He's kind of taking us through his film review and how he does it during the week. Have you seen his kind of football IQ really go up? Because he talked about how the interception, the second one, mm-hmm. the touchdown, was based on him knowing what route was going to be run from the alignment that he saw. Have you seen him really take that to another level?
Well, there's no surprise that Tremont is turning into one of your best players, because the smartest players in my experience in this league are always the smartest players are always your best players. So Tremont's the guy that's always in the front row, you know, with his book, taking the notes. He's been doing that since he arrived here. So he has a total understanding of the defensive system, the film study, now the understanding of how the offenses are trying to attack him, you know, as far as, you know, the leverage that he's playing on a particular route. What's exciting about Tremont is he still has a lot of good football growth in his game ahead of him, so he's still relatively young.
Mike, both Tremont and Aaron are playing so well. Neither made the Pro Bowl. I'm not necessarily suggesting that has lit a fire under them, but something has. Can that sort of thing motivate players, in your opinion?
I think it's good conversation that they would probably have to answer that question, but they're playing for something a lot bigger than the Pro Bowl. And that's what we're all focused on.
Mike, how did you do such a good job on Gonzalez, shutting Gonzalez down? And is that something you think you've improved on as time has gone on covering tight ends?
Well, I think we've done a very good job with our matchups on tight ends. If you look at the history of this defense the last 2 years, to have the ability to have Charles down there in the subgroups, I think Desmond Bishop's is a lot better cover. Player than I think opposing offense is probably giving him credit going into the game. I think that shows up week in and week out. You know, that Desmond is a very instinctive football player. So Dom's doing a great job, but mixing his schemes up.